This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. We've been talking a lot of Pitt this morning after their victory over Syracuse last night, but Steelers got a big win coming up on Monday night to try to get to 6-2. They'll be taking on the New York Giants, and joining us now, behind enemy lines, is Patrick Leonard from the New York Daily News. Behind enemy lines brought to you by Monster Brewing. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
You got it, Adam. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into the game, Steelers fans want a wide receiver. Hell, I want them to add another wide receiver. Is Darius Slayton available?
Yeah, I would think he would be. The Giants definitely would be sellers and not buyers at the trade deadline. I think, you know, you're right to ask about a player like him who is not going to break the bank on a trade and to return the assets that the Giants would need back, right? Like some of these top market guys are going to be commanding, you know, third round picks, higher picks like that. You know, I don't think you need to spend that for a Darius Slayton. And certainly the Giants, especially with this game and then the Commanders coming up after it, by the time they get to the trade deadline, I think Slayton's definitely a name that Steelers fans should keep their eye on.
What would he offer for the Steelers? What is he good at? Where does he have his shortcomings?
He's a good deep threat, and he's a good route runner in general. So his strength would be to help take the top off the defense on the outside, but he can run routes underneath. He has had issues in his career at times with drops, but more than anything, he's consistent. So he's led the Giants in receiving yards in four of their last 5 years. He's kind of the guy who, whether things are going well or not going as planned, he's still getting, you know, his five catches for 60 yards or whatever it is. But he does have that big play ability. The Giants just have not been able to really get the ball down the field.
As for the game, I saw Dexter Lawrence pop up on the injury report. Is that something to keep an eye on, or is he just getting a Veterans Day off?
He expect him to play. Last week he was not practicing and seemed like, you know, there was a question. He was actually questionable for the game, and he played the entire game. I would expect him to play. I actually do think, though, that Brian Burns might be a question mark for this one. Now, this is based not on somebody telling me today or yesterday he's not going to play, but it's more about he has limped off the field the last two games he's played with a groin injury that he's been managing. And he was limited in practice on Thursday, the first practice of the week, but then they added an Achilles injury to his injury status as well. Definitely is a guy who's struggling. And even though they can't afford to lose a game or not have him in this game at 2-5, if he can take a week and then be ready for the Commanders game at home, because they're already 0-3 in the division, there might be a path, you know, towards like kind of giving him rest with that strategy in mind.
Patrick Leonard with us here on the Fan Morning Show, Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing. Explain something to me, Patrick, because I'm having a hard time with this. So Dexter Lawrence in the middle of the defense, he's got 9 sacks. He's 340 pounds listed. The guy is an absolute load. And yet, the Giants haven't been able to stop the run. And then I see the pass rush. It's one of the best in the NFL, yet the Giants given up a bunch of deep balls. So what's going on here?
Yeah, so, well, they can't stop the run, first of all. They're tied for second worst in the league in yards per carry against at 5.2. And then the pass rush was supposed to be the strength of the defense with Burns, Lawrence, and Thibodeau. Kayvon Thibodeau is out, had wrist surgery. He's going to miss at least two more games on injured reserve. Lawrence is dominant. He commands double teams everywhere he goes. The Steelers are going to double him as well. You kind of have to. But across their defense, they have a lot of youth. They have a couple rookies starting, and they have a second-year player in Deontay Banks on the outside who really kind of like same thing that happened last year with the Giants where the defense shows some good play. The offense doesn't back them up, doesn't score enough points. They start losing games. And then guys start slumping their shoulders and the big plays start coming. And last week, Deontay Banks, their first-round pick from 2 years ago out of Maryland, quit on a play where Jalen Hurts was running towards the sideline for the Eagles, and Banks just completely held up. And this is actually not the first time this has happened this season. He actually did it on a CeeDee Lamb touchdown as well in Thursday Night Football in Week 4. So Brian Daboll not really holding the player accountable publicly. He's left that to his players and to his assistant coaches. Kind of a curious decision. We'll see if he gets benched. Problem is they have a lot of corners who are injured and out from this game as well. So there's kind of nowhere for them to turn. They're frustrated, though, on defense. They're not saying it. They're not trashing the offense publicly, but they're frustrated. This is where things went last year, and this is where things went off the rails because Daboll's offense is his baby. He's not a full-time play caller, and the defense is the only thing keeping it together.
Patrick Leonard with us going behind enemy lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing, obviously taking a look here at the New York Giants. The other team reported to be in the sweepstakes for Russell Wilson last year was the Giants. And I ask you, Patrick, what were the intentions with our Russell Wilson?
Well, they were interested in possibly signing him. The problem was in 2023, they had signed Daniel Jones to this four-year, $160 million contract. So bringing Russell in was bringing him in to compete, be a backup, and then possibly replace Jones if things didn't go well. Russell Wilson was looking for a place to play. And so the Giants couldn't guarantee him that, wouldn't guarantee him that. And so he goes and gets more assurances that he's looking for in Pittsburgh. And as you see, once he gets healthy, despite the winning record, he's back in the lineup and off they go. Brian Daboll with an interesting, I don't know who this was directed at, whether it was Daniel Jones, whether it was the front office, whoever, but he was asked about Russell Wilson yesterday. And he pointed out a couple times that Wilson is good at making explosive plays. And that seemed to be a shot at the fact that Daboll feels like his quarterback and his operation does not do that enough. And, of course, like I said, you know, skirting accountability, just like with the player quitting on the field, kind of pointing the finger elsewhere at, like, maybe if I had a guy like Russell Wilson, you know, I'd be able to do that. But, you know, it's a very interesting scenario because the Giants are now where the Broncos were with Russ last year, where the injury guarantee, $37 million in Russell Wilson's contract in Denver, led to them benching him to avoid him getting hurt. They cut him, and now he finds a landing spot in Pittsburgh. That's where this Daniel Jones situation appears to be headed. He has a $23 million injury guarantee. They benched him in the fourth quarter last week in that blowout in Philadelphia. He is starting this game, but going up against a Steelers defense that, frankly, I think the Giants are in deep, deep trouble facing them for four quarters with their offensive line without Andrew Thomas, their franchise left tackle. It's headed in the direction of Jones eventually going the same route that Wilson did in Denver.
Patrick, this was really great stuff, man. We do appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you at the game on Sunday, or Monday, I guess it is. Yeah, Monday.
No, you got it, Adam. Looking forward to it. I do the Talking Ball with Pat Leonard podcast on the Believe Network as well, and having a little meetup at CityWorks on Sunday night, watch Sunday Night Football if any Giants or Steelers fans want to come out.
So, oh, there you go. That sounds awesome. All right, well, maybe we'll see you there, Patrick. Thank you again for coming on.
You got it.
Patrick Leonard, New York Daily News. Great stuff there from him. Things not good with the quarterback there in New York. I think Russell Wilson would clearly be playing right now if he had signed there instead of Pittsburgh. I think he made the right choice, though, Russell Wilson. Think he made the right choice. But the noteworthy thing there, apart from the game analysis, and they're a banged up bunch, is the wide receiver. I mean, if you could get Darius Slayton in here, the description there from Patrick Leonard was, A, wouldn't cost a lot, Omar. B, top off the defense guy, but that's not all he is. He's a good route runner too. That's exactly what they're missing, a well-rounded wide receiver who's a legit number two. I've said for a while, you need a number one because I'm not convinced Pickens is a number one. Well, he sure looked like one last week. So go get a number two. Not any number ones available anyhow. All those guys are gone. They're doing bargain basement stuff right now. And this guy, to me, better than Mike Williams. Mike Williams has been an injury concern. This guy's not. He would be my number one target right now. Seems like Cooper Kupp's off the market. The Rams right there in the thick of the NFC West. just a game back. They play Seattle next week. They're finally healthy. They beat one of the best teams in the NFL last night. He ain't getting traded. So now I'm thinking about Darius Slayton. Wouldn't cost a lot. Good deep ball guy. Great route runner. Has been consistent despite the quarterback struggles. Go get that guy.